Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. And He's doing, and He's doing, and He's doing good things. So reach out and receive the power of God's doing in this earth realm. The Bible says, as it is written, so shall it be, and heard as it is in heaven. So God is doing great things in heaven. And we all says that, Diana, listen, we all says how great heaven is. God is doing awesome things. Where? In heaven. Heaven is where joy is. Heaven is where peace is. Who is doing that? God. Heaven is where life is. Who is doing that? God. But we fail to understand that God is doing the same thing on earth. Because as it is in heaven, so shall it be on earth. God want me and you to enjoy heaven where?
On earth.
So that's why He sent us who?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus came to redeem us from the curse of the law. We no longer under that curse no more. We are redeemed. We have been restored by the blood of Jesus Christ, His precious Son. So I'm happy about this Tuesday morning, Diana. I'm very happy, and I'm happy that the power of God is available to all of us, not to some people. The power of God, the power of restoration is available to all of us. So all we got to do is to tap in. Whoever tap in, whosoever called out restoration, restore, will get it. Mm-hmm.
And Jesus taught the Our Father prayer, Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. He says, your kingdom come,
your will be done
on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus, He's the one that taught us that right there, mm-hmm. that we have the authority, we have the dominion to experience His kingdom here in the earth as it is in heaven. So our expectations for heaven should also be our expectations for here in the earth. This is our month, the month of June, of restoration, where we cry out, restore. And true restoration has a from this day forward way of thinking. From this day forward. Because restoration does not delete the past. And a lot of times that the enemy comes and he plagues our mind. We desire a restoration, but then we think that we can continue to do things and think the way we always thought and experience restoration. That's not the case. We have to have a from this day forward. Restoration, it does not delete the past. So there's things that we need to deal with in a practical way, things that we need to deal with in a spiritual way, and we have to be willing to move forward from here and not build on the fault.
Right.
And think about a fault. Fault is a multiple meaning word. A fault is a break in a body of rock. So two foundations are pressed up against one another, but they're not one. So that's like in the earth's surface and such, a fault. And it's a place of great tension. So at any time, pressure can mount and result then in a great shaking. It could be 10 years dormant, 20 years dormant. Pressure will build, and eventually there's going to be a shaking if we try to rebuild over a fault. We have to be willing to move forward from that. And we know that fault, when you talk about relationally with one another, that's the pointing of the finger at one another. Oh, it's your fault. This happened because of you. You did this. Fault. We can't have restoration if we're building over faults. We have to be willing to move forward from where we are for true restoration to take place. You know, if we want relational restoration, we can't keep bringing up the faults in the relationship and think that we're going to have a different outcome. If we want financial restoration, we can't keep building on the same bad financial habits and think that we're going to have restoration. If we want our health restored, we can't keep doing the things that are making us sick and not giving our body the advantage to heal itself. So we have to be willing to move past the fault. We cannot rebuild on a fault.
If you notice, who guided us, Dan, in the Bible, the Apostle Paul says, one thing only that I committed, he says, I commit to this one thing. Forget the past. One thing that I will do, I commit to this, Paul says. Forget those things that are what? Behind me, the past. And going forward, and press now forward to where I'm going, the prize. So from this day forward, I will forget the things that held me down. I can't carry them with me and expect to be restored. I can't carry the same old luggages with me and expect restoration. Restore means to bring back new, as if there was nothing wrong. So we got to get the picture here. When God restores someone, he brings him back to his original state, to the original purpose. So on this Tuesday morning, cry out for restoration in your life, that God will bring you back to his original plan, his original purpose for your life. Do you know the plans and purposes of God for your life? God placed us on this radio station in the month of June to tell you that, to tell you this is the month when you should cry out for restoration. And you say, why are we saying that? Because we can back that up with scripture. The Ethiopian eunuch, when Philip came in the chariot that day and saw him reading the scripture, Philip asked him, Diana, do you understand what you read it? And he says, how can I understand without a teacher? How can I grasp this truth without one being sent? And so right away he admit that he need a descent one to explain to him what he was reading. Here it is this morning, that in the month of June, we are sent by the Almighty God, the creator of the universe, the sustainer and lover of your soul, to tell you this is the month for you to cry out for restore. Mm-hmm. To be restored. Mm-hmm. Restoration is not available. Mm-hmm. So cry out. Whosoever cry out will receive it.
Mm-hmm. And the example that you gave of Paul, Saul, he still had the remembrance.
Yeah.
Because when he would give his testimony and such, he okay. talked about it.
That's
he
right.
had the remembrance and didn't leave his mind. But what he said, he forgot.
Yeah.
He didn't continue to operate in the same way. He forsook the things that were not working or getting the results, the undesirable results, and he had to move past the fault. Because though he had all the religious accolades and the religious esteem and such, he did some very bad things
yeah.
to other people that would have affected his conscience, but he had to be willing to move past his own faults, his own wrong way of thinking. He had to be able to move past it. He had to forget those ways of doing things those ways and had to move forward from there. There's a woman in John chapter 8. The Bible tells us, now early in the morning, he came again. So this is Jesus into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. So here's Jesus leading the church service in the temple. In verse 3, then the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that you should that such should be stoned. But what do you say? This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you? She said, No one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. So he told her, Move past your fault. Go and sin no more. Now, everybody who was there, they had Jesus is in the middle of having church service. There's people in there. So there's other people in the congregation along with the group of the Pharisees and such that come, and the scribes that drag the woman into there. So it says by the end of this that the only two people that were left were Jesus and the woman who had been caught in adultery, pulled from the very adulterous act. And there the two of them were. So in the room, there was conviction, but only her stayed in order to, she recognized her transgression and exchanged her adultery for restoration. Everybody else in the place was convicted. It said they were each convicted. They walked out from the oldest to the youngest. So they were convicted, but they left just like they came. They left just like they came, even though they were convicted by the word. But she wanted restoration. True restoration. And
thank
that's
you
what she
for
received.
Joining us
Make Your Day
for
Count.
Our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your
Are
Day
you
Count.
Looking
for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Something that no other friend could ever do.